Good service. We're continuing to get out the stories of what they've done to us. I've just gone through it. I just finished going through it. We've got some good white papers on what they've done to our headquarters. God, I didn't realize they'd done so much. Now that you see it all written out, it's really, they've raised a lot of hell with this Molotov cocktail at the door of one of our headquarters in California. Number of threats, number of phone threats have got in. A couple of headquarters burned. Then, of course, we know the organizing of the anti-war demonstrators.
Sure, sure.
People marching through our state headquarters in Boston.
Did they do that?
Yes, sir. We've got that down. Arlington, Massachusetts, they broke our storefront operation apart. So we've got all of these, and we'll put it out.
They're engaging in violence.
Oh yeah, that's the point that I want to get Dole and McGregor Monday to make as an answer to this fellow. That goddamn it, they can accuse us of pranks, and they're not true. But that's one thing. But my God, these are violent activities.
And the thing is, for Dole and McGregor to attack the press on this,
I think they have to.
They have to attack the press for its double standard.
Yeah, I think it's the only way.
By making it an all-out assault on the press. For their double standard and the rest that say, now come on, let's, you're going to talk to report this campaign, let's report what's happening.
Yeah, I think it can be done in a way, Mr. President, that is not anti-media. I think it can be done in a way that is
some segments of the press.
Yeah, I think we can say that the press seems to have become obsessed with what is, what would normally be regarded as gossip column humor. And, my God, there are serious things going on in this campaign that aren't being reported.
Right.
Just go through this whole litany. I think we can make some points on it. Maybe that's just what